While KABU is currently in its 54th year on the air, which is a long time, that pales in comparison to another local institution, the Portland Youth Philharmonic. Dating back to 1924, PYP is the oldest continuously operating youth orchestra in the country. PYP will be closing their 98th season this Sunday, May 8th at Portland's Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall with a concert titled April Song, Nazikinskaya and Saint-Saëns. Here to preview it for us are David Hattner, PYP's musical director, and Katie Liu, winner of PYP's 2021 Concerto Competition and the 2021 Metro Arts Young Artist Debut Concerto Competition. Now, David, let's start with you. For the current season, PYP's 98th. You return to the concert hall playing to an in-person audience, and that's after rehearsing and performing almost entirely online during the pandemic. Of course, there's nothing like live music with the musicians on stage and the audience right there watching them. But were there any silver linings to the quarantine? Anything you're carrying forward?
Only that we developed relationships with quite a few living composers, and we're going to play the first symphony of one of them on this concert this Sunday. And that's Paulina Nazikinskaya.
And you first played her piece, The Rising, right? Was that November 2020? So kind of, well, it seems early days of the pandemic, but it was actually about 7-8 months in.
That's right. Well, we didn't play any concerts until that November. I mean, and that, of course, was a virtual concert. It was right. Made by compiling recordings of many violinists into one long work by Paulina that she wrote for us. And that particular work has developed a life of its own. It was recently choreographed by the San Francisco Ballet. So that piece that PYP commissioned has now been heard by thousands of people and become a part of a mixed art form in the ballet that we're really proud to have been a part of.
Now, this particular piece you'll be playing is her first symphony, Symphony Number 1. So she starts with a good number there. And it's also called the April Song, which is the title of the concert itself. The program notes mention that the concert is, quote, a celebration of spring and the new beginnings this time of year represents. How does Paulina's work fit into this theme?
I think it's a very optimistic work. It's a very ambitious work, being a little over half an hour, and a very strong statement from a young composer who has already a great career in progress, but a brilliant future as well. She is being taken up all over the country and really the world. She's writing operas now, and she's written quite a bit of chamber music. And in many ways, she's already moved on from the symphony, which was written only in 2017, I believe. And we're really happy that we're going to play it because this was the work we were supposed to play in May of 2020, I believe. It was going to be May of 2021, the season that we canceled altogether. And that was what gave me the idea to commission her for a new work for the virtual season. So we're really happy that she's going to be in the audience to hear this symphony. It hasn't been performed since before the quarantine.
Oh, I didn't know she was going to be in the audience because she is on the East Coast. I think she teaches in New Haven.
Yes, she's living in New Haven and considering a move to the Big Apple. There's a lot going on for her, but she managed to make enough time to get out here this weekend if all goes well.
Now, she's only 35 years old, a fairly young composer. PYP is always very good about introducing us to contemporary and less well-known composers, in addition to the classical war horses that are on some of the programs. What attracts you particularly to Paulina's work? And how did you discover her work?
Well, I was aware of her work for quite some time through a work she wrote in her 20s called, I think it was called Russian Bells, Winter Bells, that's what it was. And that was her first tone poem for orchestra. We never quite managed to program it, but I was always aware of what she was doing. I subscribed to her YouTube channel and I would look at pieces she was writing. And just as I was getting ready to program the new season in March or so of 2020 that she published the video of this then new symphony. And I wanted to do it right away because I always admired her work. So I wrote to her and asked about it. And she was very excited, of course. But it turns out that it wasn't possible to do that season. So I said, you know, we don't have a very big budget, but would you want to write a work for our violins to play? And she was very excited about that. So she delivered The Rising, as you mentioned, which was scored merely for 10 violins, which was a companion piece to another work I had conducted a few years earlier, also scored for 10 solo violins, until we could get a season together to play her Symphony No. 1. So I've just been keeping up with her. And in fact, we've already commissioned her for her Symphony No. 2, which will be hopefully performed in the 100th anniversary season, but not by the Portland Youth Philharmonic Orchestra, but by our young string ensemble, conducted by Ines Vogler-Belgique, because we've asked her to write a symphony for younger strings, for a much more less advanced ensemble. And she was very excited about that as a violinist herself.
And that will be her Symphony No. 2?
Yes.
My. Well, I hope she gets past 9. So she's she's very young. Now, last we talked, David, was for KBOO, was just about 2 months ago for the PYP Russian Winter Concert. It featured works by Russian composers who are not contemporary, Prokofiev and Tchaikovsky. And we covered how the Russian invasion, which was very recent at the time, of Ukraine, cast the theme in a different light. Now, Polina was born in Russia, but she emigrated to the U.S., where she now lives and works. Do you see the invasion, the ongoing conflict, also affecting how we view this performance?
We haven't spent a lot of time talking about it. What Polina said to me is she wishes to be considered an American composer, although one who happened to be born in Russia. The work is Slavic in its nature. It has many of the features in it that remind one of Russian works of the past, the sound of bells, and that general type of singing melody that comes from that part of the world. But as someone who is outspoken on behalf of Ukraine and its people, Polina takes a lot of personal risk because she still has family there who could face persecution because of actions that she takes. And her personal feeling is that although our sympathies as Westerners are with the people of Ukraine and its land, they're not the only country that's being destroyed. Russia itself and its people are being destroyed as well, though much more slowly and in a different way. So there is a lot of sympathy to go around in terms of basic humanity, as I suppose the way I look at it. And we're all hoping for a victorious end for Ukraine and its people.
When researching Polina and her work, I learned about 7 years ago in 2015, she was awarded a fellowship for her graduate studies at the time, a Paul and Daisy Soros Fellowship, specifically for immigrants and children of immigrants. And the press release at the time read, "Through music, Polina would like to explore the difficulty of political choices and the decline of democratic institutions, the rise of nationalistic tendencies, and the creation of a culture in which authority and obedience are preferred to freedom." I can see why she left Russia, but given the current state of politics here, I'm not so sure she came to the right place. Do you see those anti-authoritarian themes in her work, David? The Rising and Symphony No. 1 and some the Winter Bells that you've heard?
I would say only in the most allegorical of ways, in that her spirit of independence and of human resilience shines through in her music as it does in her as a person, but not in a definable way.
Now, you'll be opening the concert with Violin Concerto No. 3 by the French composer Camille Saint-Saëns with Katie as a soloist. How does that piece fit the April song theme? Is that also a celebration of the season?
Of course. As you may know, our concerto competition takes place once the season is already programmed and has started. So whatever concerto happens to be the winner of the competition has to fit into the theme. We've had some odd juxtapositions over the years where some very optimistic pieces have had to fit with some pessimistic pieces. But, you know, Saint-Saëns was really a craftsman, and he wrote a very easy-to-enjoy concerto that delights in the virtuosity of the soloist, and which is gently and discreetly accompanied by the orchestra, and the audience will be thrilled by her performance and by her personality and her sound. And I'm just looking forward to being there while she has her great moment on stage.
Now, Katie, you're the soloist on the Saint-Saëns Violin Concerto, and this is what you played when you won PYP's 2021 Concerto Competition. What inspires you about this piece as a musician?
Since Saint-Saëns is like a Romantic era composer, you can really express a lot of emotions through the piece. And there's like, you can really have freedom of expression. You can really tell a story through the music. So I felt really drawn to this piece when I first saw it, when I first heard it, because I felt that it was something that I could use like through musicality, that you can really convey a lot of like stories and emotions. I think that's what really drew me to the piece.
And I think we mentioned that you're 14 years old and amazingly talented for that age, any age for that matter. You started playing at the age of five. Why the violin? Did that feel like just the right instrument for you at the time?
For me, I started the violin because, so at that time we had a family friend who also had been playing the violin, and she brought it to my house one day, and I felt like after she brought it, I really wanted to learn the violin because I felt that it was really cool and I wanted to learn it as well. And also as a child in the car, we also listened to Mozart a lot in the car. And we also like, we always listened to the violins, and I really liked the sound of it. So I started it.
Are your parents, is your family very big on classical music then, listening to Mozart in the car?
At that time, I think they just, they tried it, but then I really, really liked listening to it. So, yeah.
Oh, so for your sake.
Yeah.
quickly switch from the Beatles to Mozart. Now, you won PYP's 2021 Concerto Competition. Not the only competition you won. You also won the 2021 Metro Arts Young Artist Debut Concerto Competition. What's the format for those competitions, and how do you prepare? Just practice, practice, practice?
So these competitions are young artist competitions. So if you win, you can perform with an orchestra. As a musician, my biggest passion is to be able to share my music and be able to like tell stories through my music and perform. So I was really grateful for the opportunity to play with an orchestra. To prepare for the competitions, you know, you have to practice a lot, and also at the competition itself, I think you have to really relax and try to be able to show as much musicality as you can, because in the end of the day, what you're really doing on stage is, you know, by performing, you're sharing your music, you're telling a story through emotions. So I think that to prepare for these, you have to really think about what story your music is telling. And yeah.
Do you have any tips for how you stay calm and focused on the music? It must be very stressful. You're playing for the judges and against some very worthy competitors.
In the end of the day, you're going to probably be nervous at that time, but I think the best way to calm yourself down is to, I think, focus on the music. Focus on trying to bring out the qualities and the emotions of the music. And I feel like if you're really focused there, you can stress less and think about other things and focus more on what you're playing at the moment.
You just stay in the moment there. That's very zen. And
yeah,
I like that. Easier said than done, though, but you've obviously done it very well. Now, it might be a lot to ask someone who's 14 years old, Katie, but what are your plans for continuing your studies? And are you possibly considering a career in music?
Oh, for me, at this point, I think I wanted try and continue music as my path, but I'm not quite certain yet.
Now, David, the April Song Concert marks the close of PYP's 98 season. I'm guessing you've already planned out season 99. You mentioned for the centennial, you've already got Paulina's Symphony No. 2 commissioned. Have there been other talks, discussions about how PYP will be celebrating that big number 100?
Well, we're certainly talking quite a bit, and I have a feeling things will be coming together very quickly in the next several months, as to particularly the auxiliary events around the concerts and who will be visiting and connecting with old friends, you know, former members of the orchestra who have gone on to greatness in many areas. There's a lot to celebrate. It's a very happy story, the story of the Portland Youth Philharmonic. Until last year, it was an unbroken chain of performing through many difficult times in the course of the history of world wars, social unrest, various weather-related things never stopped the orchestra from completing a season until COVID.
It's amazing. Amazing when you consider 98 years, what's happened, and then COVID mm-hmm. was the one that kind of put things to a halt.
Yeah, it has been devastating for live music and really for all these kind of celebratory moments that we want to have with our friends, our families, and it's still not over. We're still having members of the orchestra and members of the audience who are testing positive and having to take a break from us, and we're hoping that that will not affect the membership of the orchestra for the concert on Sunday. But we'll just have to do the best we can should something like that occur.
So it's a good time, David, to mention the health guidelines that will be in effect for Sunday's performance for those who would like to attend in person at the Schnitzer.
Yeah, bring your mask. That's still required for our performances, and your vaccine card or negative test within a certain period of time.
I think 72 hours. So
sounds right. And then the seating is slightly distanced. I believe we're only selling every other row of the concert hall, so you will you won't be completely surrounded by the rest of the audience.
Now, for those who don't feel comfortable yet attending a live event in person, or who can't be there at the Schnitzer on Sunday, PYP's offering a live stream. Now, that seems to be one of the pandemic era adjustments that might live on for future concerts. Well, certainly this one.
Yes. Well, we wanted to do a season of live streams this year to see how much it would catch on and whether somebody would be so delighted by it as they might want to sponsor it. So we continue that this Sunday. So you can buy a live stream ticket, which will allow you to watch the concert either while it's happening or within the next couple of weeks afterward. And the technical crew that's been handling has done a brilliant job. They really are wonderful looking and sound.
Yes, I saw the last live stream. Plus, it opens you up to a worldwide audience now.
That's right. We're hoping that Paulina's followers, of whom there are many all over the world, will want to tune in and see this performance. So we're glad that we'll be able to provide that for them.
David and Katie, again, many thanks for joining us today. May spring bring renewal and new beginnings for all of us. We've been talking with David Hattner, musical director of the Portland Youth Philharmonic, and Katie Liu, winner of PYP's 2021 Concerto Competition and the 2021 Metro Arts Young Artist Debut Concerto Competition. David will be conducting PYP's April Song Concert with Katie as soloist on Saint-Saëns Violin Concerto No. 3, this Sunday, May 8th, at the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall in Portland, starting at 4 p.m. The program also features performances from the PYP Wind Ensemble and the PYP Conservatory Orchestra. If you can't be there in person, the concert will also be available as a live stream. You can find out more online and purchase tickets at portlandyouthphil.org. This is Ken Jones for KBOOS News In Depth.